Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Welcome. In addition to this podcast, I have a website at risingmoonastrology.com where you can find information about readings that I offer and how to contact me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. I also am on Facebook and Instagram if you want to follow me there. Currently, I'm podcasting for each new and full moon, but I do write shorter posts that I put on the website and Facebook and Instagram and can be mailed to you directly if you sign up for my mailing list on the website. So there are lots of ways to follow me, learn about what I do, and learn more about astrology, especially the astrology of the moon and her cycles. Tonight, we will greet the full moon in the sign of Aquarius, right at the beginning of Aquarius, with the sun newly in passionate, creative Leo. With everything going on in the world today, it seems fitting that the full moon illumination is going to focus our attention on the roles we play in the world, how we prefer to construct those roles, and the kinds of actions that we want to take to support the status quo, to honor the way things have always been done, to strike out in bold new ways, to find the unusual, the innovative, the creative, and go with that instead. Where are you in this mix? Tonight's full moon in early Aquarius is the first of two. At the next full moon, we'll be at the very end of Aquarius. The illumination we're offered tonight is an opening. Something about this full moon will continue to unfold through the next lunar cycle. We'll revisit Aquarian moon energy in about 4 weeks. Opening into a longer cycle makes it especially important to note the patterns of this Aquarian full moon. First, we're right at the beginning of Leo in Aquarius. The first decan of each sign sets the stage, so to speak, which is definitely true for Leo. The sun at one Leo has an "it's good to be king" vibe. We're in the spotlight and can feel the crowd out there. We're loving the accolades. Over with the Aquarius moon, though, we're maybe seeing the downside. Shakespeare's Richard IV said, "Uneasy lies the head that wears the crown." The moon at one Aquarius is ready to step out, try something new. Being a rebel or even an exile feels better than heading up the whole edifice of the state. Both Aquarius and Leo are ready to play a public role. Very different ones for each. Where are we in this balance? This is where it's handy to know your birth chart. Where do the sun and moon fall in your chart today? There's the whole question of public action to start with. Maybe your chart predisposes you to say no to both. You're much happier behind the scenes. This is something to be aware of, because part of the illumination of this full moon is about public roles. When change is needed, someone's got to stand up and say so. If the spotlight is not for you, how do you support those who do take that role? How do you tell who deserves your support? If you are a front and center kind of person, there's a range of roles being highlighted at this full moon. Are you willing and able to take charge? Do you tend to look for formal roles in established institutions? Or are you the rebel, the pioneer, outside the system and looking for new ways? Maybe you found roles that include the right mix of public and private, support and rebellion that works for you. If not, this full moon might help sort out what your best kind of role might be. Now we consider the passionate creative play of Leo and the cerebral visionary language of Aquarius. The sun has just arrived in Leo and feels shiny and bright and bursting with new games. The moon is more interested in planning something grand and definitive for the public good. These two poles need not be as diametrically opposed as they might seem at first. Successful reforms need passion. Art does not exist without some planning and careful work. Again, we're invited to look at where we want to be and why. The moon is flanked by two planets who add a lot of weight to this side of the opposition. Saturn, retrograde at 10 Aquarius, applies to a wide conjunction with the moon. As the ancient ruler of Aquarius, Saturn has extra gravitas here. We're reminded of the importance of structure and tradition. There are serious issues in the world today. We devote ourselves only to the personal at our own risk. On the other side is Pluto, separating in a wide and out-of-sign conjunction from the moon. Pluto has already delivered their deep messages of alchemical change. The sun and moon both had their close contact with the underworld. However we respond to the full moon's enlightenment, we've been touched by thonic forces. There's also a connection, a wide one, to the nodes of the moon. The luminaries each trine and sextile the nodes, with the north node at 9 Gemini and the south at 9 Sagittarius. We're in the hands of fate, at least to some extent. Our choices matter. Last but not least, this Aquarian moon is out of bounds. Just a little, but once you're out as far as I'm concerned. This emphasizes Aquarian eccentricity. Yes, Saturn wants us to toe the line. Yes, Pluto demands we answer the ultimate questions. And this moon is going to handle it all their own way. Uranus is the modern ruler of Aquarius and the patron of radicals everywhere. The dance between Saturn and Uranus in square is the signature aspect of 2021, highlighting the very serious decisions to be made between going back to an old normal that worked far better for a few than for most of us, and creating something revolutionary. In the end, this moon will find a new and possibly surprising path. Each of us is invited to do the same. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, inviting you to fully participate in considering the options and the combinations offered by tonight's full moon in Aquarius. There's a lot to ponder here, a lot we're invited into, both in terms of active participation and, at the very least, thinking about what we each want. It's a good time to be diving into these kinds of contemplations. As always, thank you for listening.